All right, nice to have you back with us as we get ready for baseball today. It is Logan Webb and Justin Steele. The Giants have won 6 in a row, 8 of 9, 5-0 on the trip. And, boy, it has really been an impressive week for the San Francisco Giants, even going back to last Sunday against Walker Buehler. Well, a pleasure to bring in Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter. And always enjoy talking ball with him. Mark, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Looking forward to this.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting week coming up for Giants baseball. Number one, they've got the Padres all week long, then the Braves at the end of the week. And after that, it's National League West the rest of the way. But I want to start with you a little bit on New York last night. And I know you're well connected to New York baseball. And I know the game was crazy, back and forth. And the Mets have been tearing your heart out all year long. But I thought they did a wonderful, wonderful tribute to 9/11 last night. Maybe some of your thoughts about it being an East Coast guy.
So I go back to September 20th. I always go back to September 21st, 2001, which was the first game back in New York after September 11th. And what was done that night and how like everyone in the stadium felt connected to each other. And I think I would hope that last night that fans felt that way as well. I actually missed the very beginning of the game, so I saw bits and pieces of what they did, and it was kind of, I think it was everything that you would have expected it to be. All the people that were there, they brought back so many people that were on the Mets team in 2001. Joe Torre, Bobby Valentine. I get a little emotional with that because as a former New Yorker, I'm glad that they did it. I'm glad that there were so many people there. I'm glad that baseball was played at an interesting level last night. They all got to see a fascinating baseball game.
Aaron Judge, two home runs for him last night, and he's the fastest to 150, I guess, eclipsing Ryan Howard. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so. And it's funny, like, when I watch the Yankees, I still say, even in this slump that they're in, I'm like, how do they lose? like with between having Judge and Stanton and Gleyber Torres is way better than he's shown. And LeMahieu is way better than he's shown. And Gary Sanchez is, like, unrecognizable compared to what he used to be. And it all doesn't make sense to me. I was not surprised that they came back. That was something that they basically needed to do. It was a cool baseball – it was a cool baseball moment, a cool life moment that a New Yorker scored the winning run with Velasquez. But – I don't understand how they went through this really bad slump. Between the guys that I mentioned, Rizzo, Gallo hasn't hit, which is like really weird to me. The Mets are a weird team. The Yankees are also a very weird baseball team.
Yep, definitely. Both of them very, very unpredictable. But the Toronto Blue Jays are on their way. One last thing before we get into a little bit of our game today. Come on, the Toronto Blue Jays are getting no hit in the sixth inning. No hit by the Orioles. And I said, gee, can it be another no-hitter? We had Burns and Hader. And they scored 11 runs in the top of the seventh. You know, where do you see that?
So they're an incredibly powerful team. They're what I think I would expect the Yankees to actually be. First in the American League in OPS. I think they're first in the majors in OPS, nearly 800. They are a team that has not been as significantly impacted by the offensive decline in baseball as others. Kevin Biggio has. But other than that, that's a team that's a pretty loaded lineup. Vlad's an MVP candidate, a Triple Crown candidate, too. Marcus Semien has had a fantastic season, like all the way around, whether it's offense, defense, base running. Not only is he hitting, he's 15 of 16 on steals. He's the second best in baseball, I believe, by defensive runs saved. Bichette's been great. George Springer, since he's come back, has had a number of big hits, has a 920 OPS. They're really powerful. The question for them was, would they get enough pitching? And now it seems like they're getting that. Robbie Ray has been a Cy Young candidate. Um, they this will be great, the last 20 games. I think it would be really cool if they made the playoffs and the Yankees or Red Sox don't. And their lineup is overpowering, and I think in the postseason could be overpowering too.
Boy, it's going to be interesting. All right, today's starting pitchers, Logan Webb for the Giants, Justin Steele for the Cubs. Your take on Logan Webb and Justin Steele?
Yeah, so Logan Webb's been great. I think we've said this over and over and over and over again.
I know.
His last start was actually kind of, I don't want to say historic, but it was impressive in this regard. He got 15 outs with his slider. For a pitcher to get 15 outs with his slider in Major League Baseball is an incredibly difficult thing to do. Two other guys have done it this year. Kershaw did it earlier this season. Brady Singer of the Royals did it. A Giant hadn't done it in 7 years. Mad Bum did it. To get 15 outs with your slider, it's got to be a great pitch. Your other pitches have to be a great pitch because you're essentially using the slider as your strikeout or out pitch, so you got to get to the point where you can throw it. And the other team has to be completely befuddled by it, as the Rockies were in his last start. So highly impressive. Second in the majors in ground ball rate. I think the impressive thing about Logan Webb, kind of that makes him like a poor man's Corbin Burns at this point, is that the ground ball rate is great and the home run rate is really low and the strikeout to walk rate is excellent. And those are all things that Burns has that Webb has kind of maybe a notch below. But if you have that combination of things, you're going to be very, very tough to hit. Justin Steele, look out for the element of surprise. He pops in the two-seamer every so often, and it gets guys out. He's a 4-5 inning guy. Opponents are 1-18 against that pitch since he became a starter. Here's the difference. This is kind of funny, him versus Logan Webb. Logan Webb throws low pitches 4 times as often as he throws high pitches, if you can imagine just what a low pitch would be and a high pitch would be. It's kind of in your mind. Justin Steele's ratio is 1-1. It's like the same. He throws high as often as he throws low. And Logan Webb doesn't even come close to that. And I just thought that was kind of a funny contrast of what you'll see today.
Well, he's a 4-5 inning guy. I think that's the key thing. So that means we'll see some of the Cub bullpen today. The umpire always has a lot to do with things. Lance Barrett, what do you think?
Lance Barrett is one who definitely can have a lot to do with things. His umpiring ERA is considerably lower than the major league average, and that's because he has two things. When a right-handed batter is at the plate, he widens the outside corner a little bit. So you will get that strike on the outside corner, and I think that's interesting for the lefty that's going for the Cubs, for Logan Webb, that he could, if he can hit that outside corner, he might get a couple of extra calls. For the lefty that's on the mound for the Cubs, he likes to extend the bottom of the strike zone. So that pitch that's at the knees or just a little bit below, he's going to call it a strike more often than most umpires. His ERA is lower. His strikeout to walk is higher than most umpires. He is what you would call pitcher friendly. He makes the hitter swing the bat.
Well, that'll be interesting. Okay. Now, the Padres are coming in. And in a way, I feel badly for them. I mean, to look at their schedule. I mean, they're probably a better team than St. Louis and Cincinnati, but they just may get knocked out because they got to play Dodgers Giants so many times. But they are coming in next week for 4.
Yeah, but you got to acknowledge, too, that with that, they're 8-11 this year against Colorado. So the Giants have mauled Colorado this year. And I think that's one of the things about this Giants team is they maul the bad teams. The Padres this year against the Rockies and Diamondbacks are 19-19. I don't have the Giants in front of me, but I would guess that the Giants are at least 15 games over 500 against those two teams. So that's huge. Like that's a knockout. There are the San Diego's 8-18 in its last 26 games, and if we run down the list of hitters for them, Machado hasn't hit, Grisham hasn't hit, Hosmer hasn't hit, Frazier hasn't hit. Bam hasn't hit. The only guy that's hitting for them is essentially Tatis and Cronenworth, who got hurt. They have gone pretty in the tank offensively, like really bad. And Yu Darvish has been bad. Blake Snell's been great, but he gets no run support. I guess there should be some sympathy for them, but in a way they made their own bed because they're 19-19 against those two teams.
Yeah, no, that adds up. You gotta kill the teams in your division, unfortunately. The Giants have done it big time against both Arizona and Colorado. This team has 212 home runs. Now, the next up for them is 1947 team, 221, with Johnny Mize and Walker Cooper and Sid Gordon and some of these Willard Marshall, some of these old names of Giants history. But, you know, I think of home runs and I think of doing so much. The 2002 team got to the World Series. How do these teams match up at all?
Yes, so this, I did this for Dave and John today. I just looked at the 02 Giants and the 21 Giants, and I said, let's look at all the different stats and see how they were compared to everybody else. The 02 Giants and the 21 Giants were both first in OPS. The 02 Giants were second in batting average. 21 Giants were third. The 02 Giants were second in the NL in home runs. The 21 Giants are first. Both teams were third in runs. Both teams were third in walks. Both teams were second in ERA, so you're hearing all the similarities there. Both teams the same, both teams the same, both teams the same. A lot of that. The one area that's different, obviously, is strikeouts. It's a complete contrast. But, again, remember back then that, you know, it was six strikeouts a game was an average amount. Now it's like six strikeouts a game would be a miracle. Eight and nine a game is the norm. But the Giants are the Giants of 21 and the Giants of 02, at least by how they were compared to everybody else, is about the same. By the way, Giants against the Rockies and Diamondbacks this year, 26-6. 20 over 500. And the Padres even, zero over.
Yeah, no, you're right. You make a compelling case as always. Boy, a pleasure to talk with you today. I appreciate all your insight. And we'll talk to you next week. It's Giants-Braves next week. Thanks, Mark.
That'll be fun. Cool.
All right. That is Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions, at Mark Simon Says on Twitter. All right, Bill is next up with Adam right after this on the Sports Leader.